From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Democrats say they don't plan to raise taxes anytime soon, but a controversial tax credit for businesses in economically distressed areas could be on the table. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
California offers $700 million a year in tax credits to businesses who add or retain jobs in economically distressed neighborhoods. The governor proposed eliminating enterprise zones last year, but couldn't win legislative approval. Now, Democrats hold supermajorities in both chambers, and Senate leader Daryl Steinberg says it's time to revisit the issue.
Just like on the spending side, show us what you're producing.
But Craig Johnson with the California Association of Enterprise Zones says he thinks the credits are safe.
I don't anticipate the governor making an announcement that he wants to eliminate the program. That would surprise me. Will they try to shrink the program through rule writing and regulations? Yes, I think so.
He says the program's elimination would cost the state nearly 125,000 jobs. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning that the flu season is off to its earliest start in a decade in the U.S., but so far, California is bucking that trend. Dr. Ron Chapman is director of the California Department of Public Health. He says there are a handful of cases scattered around the state, but that's pretty typical for this time of year. He adds the flu season is unpredictable and all Californians should get the vaccine, especially as we head into holiday family get-togethers.
Where you have a mix of people with different ages, you'll have some babies and children, you'll have some elderly, some seniors. And if you want to be able to protect your family over the holidays, getting the flu shot is one of the best ways.
Chapman says infants, children, and people with chronic conditions are more likely to get sicker from the flu. He says about 49,000 U.S.